Did you get any reports of UFO up here in Day Creek last night from Cedar Woolley?
No, ma'am.
Well, I've got three boys that come in about 12:30 last night, and they really swear the thing was, they thought at first it was a meteor, but it seemed to follow them and seemed to get up off the ground, and I'd like for you to talk to them if you want to.
Yes, I'd like very much.
They were pretty shook up, and they're pretty reliable kids. Here he is.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi there. Would you like to describe what you saw last night?
Yeah. We were driving up on the Day Creek Road about 12:30, and we seen something like a meteor flash in front of us, and we seen it hit out in the field. And about a quarter of a mile past where we seen it, well, it lit up behind us. I seen it in the rearview mirror, and a friend was with me, seen it out the back window. Seen it light up, and then about another mile, I guess, well, then it lit up again right in our back window. It was acting like it was trying to catch us, and then we took off as fast as we could go. That's just how it was.
Okay, which road were you on?
The Day Creek Road.
Okay.
South Gadget Highway.
Now, where was that in relation to you when you first spotted it?
It was off to the right-hand side of us, about 200 feet.
Okay, which direction would that be?
South.
Okay, you feel it was 200 feet away from you?
Yeah.
Okay. And as you proceeded down the road, this thing swung in behind you?
Well, it acted like it jumped from one spot and started, it jumped from south to north right behind us about a quarter of a mile away, but we could see it light up.
Now you say jumped. Did it literally look like it jumped?
No,
or did it just
jumped,
move?
We seen it light up again behind us because we were taking corners at the time, you know.
Okay.
And then it lit up behind us. And then about a mile after that, it was right behind us.
Okay. But you didn't see it move from the first point to the second point?
No, I didn't see that.
Okay.
We didn't move when it first hit.
Okay, now when you first saw it to the right of you, did you just drive out of sight, or did this thing just suddenly go out or away from you?
We didn't drive out of sight. It went out and then it lit up again.
I see, okay. In other words, it went out like a light bulb?
Yeah, kind of a flash.
Okay. Then it appeared in another spot, right?
Yeah, right behind us, and it was very bright.
Okay, now did it keep this close proximity to you?
No, not after we took off, it didn't.
Okay.
We was almost home by then.
All right. Now, about how long did this entire encounter last?
Probably 3 minutes.
Okay, did you hear any kind of sound?
Yeah, I did. When it first came in front of the car and it landed out in this field, we heard kind of a, I don't know, between a sizzling sound and a air sound. It's kind of a, I don't know how to explain the sound of it.
Okay, now you say it landed. Did you actually see it settle to the ground?
Yeah, I seen it hit the ground once.
Okay, now do you remember where that was at?
Yeah, I know right where it's at.
Okay. And did this affect your car at all?
Yeah, it did. The radio turned on full blast. That's what scared us the most, because we had the radio turned down.
And the volume went up all by itself?
Yeah, all by itself. And another thing that really scared us, too, is the stars were just thick when we was coming. And when we got home, there wasn't any. And we seen them. We weren't asleep.
Okay. And you figure this happened about 12:30?
12:30 to 20 to 1.
Okay, and you could account for all the time that you were on the roadway driving home?
I sure can.
Okay. Did this affect your engine at all? The ignition system?
I wasn't really paying much attention to the car. I was just had it floorboarded and I was coming home.
In other words, you were pretty scared.
We was petrified.
Okay. Did you notice any unusual physical sensations?
Yeah, I did. We were just driving along, fine, you know, we were listening to the radio talking, and that flashed. And we swore, oh God, we swore something was crossing the road. It looked like a tree was crossing the road. We couldn't figure out what it was.
Just a dark silhouette?
Yeah. And, oh man, it sounds unreal, but it was real, plain as day. And it lit up behind just like it was daylight.
Did it actually light up the roadway?
Yeah, it lit up the roadway.
Okay, and this illumination continued until you just outran this thing?
Yeah.
Okay, now this dark object that went across the roadway, about how tall was that?
Oh, God, it's tall as a telephone pole anyway.
Okay. And now, how many people were in the car?
Three.
Okay, now, was anyone actually watching this while you were driving?
Yeah, and I was watching it, and my friend was watching the whole thing.
Now, how did this thing finally disappear? Did you just sort of move out of the area and away from it?
Yeah, after it flashed once, way back, and then after it flashed in our back window, well, that's when we tromped on it, and then it did flash after that.
Okay, did that illuminate the inside of the car?
Yeah, a little bit, in the back part of the car.
Okay.
It was kind of acting like it was trying to keep up with us.
Did it actually come right down the roadway behind you?
It sure did.
Did this thing remain over the roadway, or did it veer from side to side? Or
we seen it light up way behind us, and then we didn't see it until it hit right at the back of the car. And then after that, we didn't see it anymore.
Okay, now at that point, do you feel that it was any closer to you than it was when it was out in the field?
Well, you bet it was closer to us.
How about how close would you say?
Oh, probably 15 feet.
Okay. Now, did this light have any defined shape of any kind?
It was just round.
Just round like a big bright light.
Yeah.
Shine.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, how big was it? Can you give us an estimate of the diameter of it?
Well, it was when we first seen it coming across the front of the car, because it wasn't right in the front. It was quite a ways away. We seen it out in the field. It looked like it could have been as big as a basketball, but then, you know, the distance, it could be huge.
Uh-huh.
Then we seen it light up. It looked like about as big as a golf ball on the back of it because it was so far back.
Uh-huh.
Then when it lit up behind us, we couldn't tell how big it was because it lit up the whole back window.
Okay. All right, sir, can I get your name?
Yakima, Washington. We're over here visiting.
Okay. Now, can I get the names of the other parties? Did all three of you gentlemen agree on what you were seeing?
Well, me and Des, but he was in the back seat, and he seen it shoot across the sky, but he didn't see it in the back of the car because he was so scared, he jumped under the covers in the back of the car.
Okay.
And my friend, he had his motorcycle up here, and he was supposed to have brought it home last night, and he was so scared he wouldn't do it.
Okay. How long are you going to be there?
We'll be here until Saturday.
Okay.
But I'll be here all day.
Okay, now if we can get somebody up there to talk to you boys and get some sketches, would that be all right with you?
Yeah, you bet.
And we'd like to get out and take a look at that spot where that thing came down.
Well, boy, we know right where she's at.
Okay. Now you say you're going to be there until Saturday. Is that tomorrow or next Saturday?
That's tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Okay, where did you get our number?
We got it from Mount Vernon Police.
Okay.
State Patrol.
The State Patrol office?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, we'll get back to you and let you know if we can get up there. What time are you going to be leaving tomorrow?
Probably sometime in the morning.
Okay. He knows where that spot was?
Yeah, pretty well. He wasn't really sure how it went, but he was in the back seat and he couldn't see out, you know.
Uh-huh.
But me and we sure seen her.
Okay, well, we thank you very much for calling, and we'll try to get back to you right away.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.